Just over 16 years ago, I was asked if I would consider moving to Newcastle, asked by a bishop actually. I said if I came here, the intention would be to establish a church focused on the Bible. Why would I have said that? Well, because in this book, God himself has spoken to us, the living God, the God who spoke and creation came into being, the God who spoke and brought salvation through his word. So if this is where God has spoken, then in my view, this should be where God's church focuses. So it was that under the kindness of God, just over 15 years ago, Annabelle and I came up to establish anew. And then, believe it or not, just over 13 years ago, New Lambton starts to come into the fold, all with the intention of establishing ministry here focused on the Bible, God's word. And wonderfully, many of you have come and joined that ministry over those years. And we end up with a vision of two particular things: to refurbish this building. That was actually day one of Annabelle and my conversations with the New Lambton Parish Council. We need to improve it. And then we had an intention to plant a church. That was our goals and our intentions. So, amazingly under God, last year we planted Foundry Church. We've heard from them this morning, and that's great. And we're looking in the opposite direction in church to what we would have been 12 months ago, and no pulpit. And it has been great to have a better space to meet in. So with those two major projects completed, church planting and refurbishment, with that season over, what's next? Well, the first thing that I want to say about what's next is that there's something which cannot change, and that is that we want to be a church which continues to listen to God from his word, the Bible. And to make that very, 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 very clear, we've actually added it into the vision that will be coming out over the next few minutes. We're putting in the words from the Bible. Why do we need to put those words in? Well, because I worry as I talk with others that they don't use those words and they're not looking at the Bible. In your temperature check surveys, for which we are so thankful to nearly 100 of you providing them, one of your concerns is our relationship with the diocese. And there is good reason to be concerned there. And this is an example. As I mentioned earlier, last weekend we had a synod. And what was of note, when we came to discuss marriage, I would have thought there was a fairly obvious textbook to go to find out what a Christian church should think about marriage. Synod preferred the views of the federal government. Quite bizarre, really. If it weren't true, I think it would actually be very funny. In that context, we've decided that we believe it's important to put a stake in the ground. We're a church where our vision will be from the Bible. From the Bible. So given that stake, what do we want to do? Well, from what I've said before, we want to proclaim Jesus. Back to Colossians 1:28. He is the one we proclaim. We proclaim Jesus. It's Jesus who has loved us. It's Jesus who's lived and died again for us. So from the Bible, we proclaim Jesus. And proclaiming Jesus from the Bible says, is powerful. Powerful because according to the Bible, Romans chapter 1, the proclaiming of Jesus has the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes. So those who hear the proclamation about Jesus can be moved from darkness to light. They can be transformed in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to proclaim Jesus from the Bible to see people transformed. And then, with that basis, we believe there are three clear tasks for us as a church. Three tasks to see people transformed in this way. Three tasks that all begin, continue, and though they don't end, if you can say, end with prayer. And first task, we need to be teaching God's word in all of life. It's not just children who need to be taught. All of us of all ages need to go on being taught God's word, taught as we share Jesus with one another, taught as we join together in growth groups, taught as we sit here in kids' church and grown-ups' church. And as we are taught God's word, we are transformed by it and we come to maturity in Christ. Secondly, and as Zach helpfully reminded us, church has a community life. You don't actually become a Christian to sit by yourself, though in our Western world it sometimes happens. You actually, if you become a Christian, you have joined God's people. Jesus has made you a member of his church. So growing together as God's people is essential. And again, it is as we grow together, particularly as we grow in Christ's love together, as we grow, so Christ again is proclaimed among us through love, and the Holy Spirit is able to transform us. Thirdly, church has a responsibility to share the hope in the gospel. Think about it this way. There is no hope like the hope found in the Christian gospel. The hope that says that despite being alienated from God and enemies of God, Colossians 1, despite that, we can be completely reconciled in every way in Christ to God. That's Christian hope, and it's unique. It's unique. With this hope, we can know for certain that we stand righteous before God, even though we don't deserve it, none of us. With this hope, we can know for certain that our future is in the new heavens and the new earth, the home of righteousness. That's Christian hope, and that's a gospel hope that we need to share. It's the gospel hope that we needed. It's the gospel hope that Newcastle needs, and it's the gospel hope that the whole world needs. For without gospel hope, there is no hope. Teaching, growing, sharing gospel hope. So, under God, this is our vision. All saints and you to be a church which is proclaiming Jesus from the Bible, to see people transformed by him through prayerfully teaching God's word in all of life, growing together as God's people, sharing gospel hope in the Diocese of Newcastle and beyond. Now, this has been a brief overview. Otherwise, we'd have had to advertise afternoon tea to follow this service. But over the next couple of months, we're going to be saying a lot more about this, especially at our weekend away. But friends, we're at a critical point at our church. We've had a great vision which has got us here, which has achieved an amazing amount of things, more than I could believe. A great vision, grown, seen people become Christians, planted a church, refurbished this building against all odds. Friends, the great danger for us now is we stop. Just stop and don't go anywhere. There's a great story about stopping. In the state of Connecticut in the USA, there's a town called Hadley. It was settled not 250 years ago, like the American Statement of Independence, Declaration of Independence. It was settled 350 years ago, so 100 years before. Settled by a group who'd come by boat from England. They'd come to find religious freedom. For actually 350 years ago in England, the church was a mess. Hardly anyone went to church. At that time, there's an Easter Sunday in St. Paul's Cathedral where three people turn up for communion. True. So these Christian pilgrims had a great vision. They packed up. They got boats. They came across the Atlantic Ocean and they settled on the coast in North America, and there they established a Christian community, but they did not stop at that. In the first year, they built an amazing town. In the second year, they organized a system of town government, democratic town government. And the third year, the town government, as you can imagine, kind of wanted to know where to go next. It was working on the future. And the town government decided that from the coast in the northeast of America, they would build a road 8 kilometres west. 8 kilometres, about here from us to the coast. just 8 kilometres, just a track, just to access some further lands. So first year a town, second year a government, third year a government decision, fourth year the people sacked the government. Why? Because the town people didn't want to go west. They didn't want a road just 8 kilometres. After all, who needed to go there? So here were people who had a vision to move 5,000 kilometres across an ocean and overcome great hardships, but in just a few years, they didn't want to see 8 kilometres out of town. They'd lost their vision. Friends, as All Saints and you, we've come a long way. God's work amongst us has been amazing. We've seen people saved. We've grown in our love. We have 4 remarkable congregations. We've planted Foundry. We've refurbished. We've come a long way. The danger for us now is that we won't even build the spiritual road 8 kilometres west, that we'll set ourselves where we are. The great danger that is, according to Colossians 1, is that actually we might move from the hope held out in the gospel. Friends, my prayer, the prayer of the staff team, the prayer of the church council, the prayer of the resourcing team, the teams who lead this church, is that with this vision, we plough on together. Never in our own strength, but always in the strength with which God gives us. Always prayerful, always ministering together in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it gives us direction. And we pray that, I pray that what we've looked at now might indeed be the direction of our church going forward. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.